that bloke has been coming in here, not for ages, you know, that we've only been started taking that stuff from Melbourne for the last 3 months. So, yeah, and he's one of the good, honest drivers. He's, yeah. That crowd that worked for Kirby, they're good clean drivers. Yeah. They sit and watch the loads, get loaded. Yeah.
Who
do? The truck drivers, yeah.
So it wasn't his personal load?
He's carting out of Melbourne, yeah. They go to about 3 or 4 different sites in Melbourne. Kilsyte's one, and, yeah, there's only out 2 in today, but...
What's in it for them to drive all the way up to Barronga?
Well, if it doesn't come here, it goes to Griffiths. And Griffiths too full, well, that goes to Brisbane.
So, what do you mean too full? I'll just wait till the truck goes
back. All the landfills are filling up and they've got nowhere else to go. So, bingo. I don't know how they got onto Barronga, but, yeah. It's coming here.
What happens when a landfill fills up?
Oh, we're pretty safe here. Yeah, we've got another 400 and some odd acres over yonder. Yeah, just joined us there. They've got another 400 acres there, so... We're right for 30 years.
But they don't have the space in Melbourne.
No, they run out of room, yeah. And plus, land down there's too dear to put rubbish in. To go and buy and put rubbish in, yeah.
But they're still accepting some rubbish at landfills in Melbourne.
Yeah, and it's coming straight out. It's going into landfills, yeah, and these blokes are bringing it up.
So they're getting paid by who?
They get a fee to bring it up and then we get paid to take it in and someone along the line it's do you get
trucks coming from anywhere other than Melbourne?
No, that's it. Melbourne's far enough.